appreciating that the proximate cause for the mind to see things as they are is calm, a steady, balanced, happy, open state of mind. So the means for this balanced, steady state is first and foremost training the mind to drop or to abandon its obsessive habits. So let's begin by simply feeling the body sitting, making any final adjustments, realizing right here in the physical stance that it's really okay for the body to be undefended. It's actually safe for the body to soften. And to even further express a sense of fearlessness by cultivating an uprightness, a sense of sitting right in the middle of one's experience, alert, sensitive, feeling the full range of sensations in the body, feeling the sensations of the breath coming in, just as they are. And then simply feeling, knowing the sensations of the breath going out, just as they are. In other words, this profound willingness to put down obsessive thinking about this and that, hopes and dreams, and instead to simply be aware, simply experiencing the sensations of breathing in from the beginning all the way until the end of that in-breath, and experiencing the sensations of breathing out from the beginning all the way to the end of the exhalation. This very simple and pure continuity of awareness of the breathing process, one half breath at a time, and a willingness to begin again and again. Each time beginning again, realize that it's okay, it's safe to leave behind obsessive thinking, to be with the immediacy of the sensations of breathing. And remembering it's okay to relax, that the breathing process continues naturally. It doesn't require a sense of tightness or control. But it's okay if the breath does feel controlled. That's just how it is sometimes. Breathing in is like this. Breathing out is like this. Alert enough in knowing each in-breath and out-breath in order to discern just how it is, a long breath or a short breath. So the mind is clear enough to recognize the particular quality of that in or out breath. Don't worry if sensations of the body, sensations of the breath are unpleasant. Sometimes it's like that. Just continue knowing the inhalation just as it is, and knowing the exhalation just as it is. And equally true, if the experience of sitting and the experience of being aware of the breath is pleasant, don't get confused by the pleasantness. Sustain a very simple interest, alertness, so the mind is actually comprehending how that in-breath or that out-breath is. Of course, not in a conceptual way, but in an immediate, direct way. Notice how this simple and continuous awareness of the breathing process is kind, not divisive, not controlling. The Buddha instructs us, one trains oneself breathing in, experiencing the whole body. One trains oneself breathing out, experiencing the whole body. So sensing this holistic quality of awareness, breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. And remember, it's okay to use a meditation word or a meditation phrase that supports the continuity of this direct and immediate awareness. Be willing to begin again and again. The instructions continue. One trains oneself, breathing in, calming the body. One trains oneself, breathing out, calming the body. Tuning into this very particular wholesome intention in the context of a holistic awareness of the body and mind. Intending, trusting the calm as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Breathing in, see if it's possible to experience calm throughout the body. Breathing out, experiencing the calm throughout the body as best as possible. Allowing the body to undefend itself. One trains oneself breathing in, experiencing joy. One trains oneself breathing out, experiencing joy. So the mind is invited to attune to the experience of piti, or joy, a buoyant or light, free-flowing quality of the mind and body, however subtle, tuning in, noticing it as you breathe in, experiencing it as you breathe out, and noticing how this attention causes it to expand or to grow, to spread. Breathing in, experiencing joy. Breathing out, experiencing joy. And we'll keep moving on with the instructions, but it's always okay to go back to the more simple, basic instructions as it's useful. This quality of joy when experienced throughout the body and mind naturally matures into the quality of sukha, or ease, happiness, contentedness. As if the heart was putting down a burden it didn't realize it was holding. A sense of relief, putting down the load, or relaxation. So one trains oneself, breathing in, experiencing this inner happiness, this inner contentedness. One breathes out, experiencing this inner contentedness. So once again, just attune as best as you can to this quality of sukha, breathing in and breathing out. possible, allowing this sense of ease to spread throughout the body and the mind, pervasive and stable quality of ease or happiness or contentedness, breathing in, feeling this ease, knowing it, breathing out, experiencing this ease. Remembering that with these trainings, specifically tuning in, paying attention to the qualities that are being asked. Does it mean that we couldn't pay attention to agitation or pain? Tuning to the ease in the moment, in the body, in the mind. And from this place of ease, one trains oneself, breathing in, knowing, experiencing the mental formations, breathing out, experiencing the mental formations, especially the feeling tones that arise with experience. Sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. Breathing in, knowing the constructions of the mind. Breathing out, knowing the constructions of the mind. However simple or subtle, pleasant or unpleasant they may be. No need to control or judge. Simply experiencing the mental formations, the mental activity as it is, breathing in and breathing out.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.